WJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 60 degrees in Atlantic. We look for occasional drizzle this morning, otherwise scattered showers and thunderstorms developing this afternoon with a high of 68. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy. On Main Street in Audubon, they offer a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. In Western Iowa news, officials at the Iowa Department of Transportation said late Thursday night that because floodwaters were rising faster than anticipated, all southbound and northbound lanes of Interstate 29 between mile marker 61 near Crescent and the I-680-I-29 interchange at mile marker 71 near Loveland have been closed, and motorists should follow an established detour. In addition, the Interstate 680 bridge west of Crescent was also closed late last night. Southbound traffic is being detoured 16 miles east along I-680 to where it splits from Interstate 80. Travelers wanting to continue west across the Missouri River into Nebraska will need to take I-80 west into Council Bluffs and across the river into Omaha. Northbound I-29 motorists approaching Council Bluffs from the south will have to divert east up to Interstate 80 to the 680 split and then head west until reaching I-29 at mile marker 71. Now, tens of thousands of drivers will be affected by those closings. Nearly 20,000 vehicles per day drive the portion of I-29 north of Council Bluffs that's scheduled to close. 16,000 vehicles use the I-680 bridge, and they'll need to find that alternate route. 85,000 vehicles travel Interstate 80 between Nebraska and Iowa, and congestion could increase as the 680 bridge traffic shifts to the south. The state has identified other areas of I-29 where there are varying levels of concern about the rising water at Sioux City, near Blencoe, near Missouri Valley, and from Bellevue south to the Missouri border. In each of those areas, highway crews are surveying to compare roadway elevations to the Army Corps of Engineers' predictions for flooding. News time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon, or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Sheriff's officials in Shelby County say a northern Iowa man suffered non-life-threatening injuries during a motorcycle accident Thursday afternoon in Defiance. 72-year-old Thomas Johnson of Arnold's Park was riding a 1993 Honda motorcycle southbound on Highway 59 at around 12:30 p.m. when the cycle went out of control due to heavy rain and a slick road surface. When the cycle went down, Johnson was thrown off and came to rest on the highway. The cycle continued on its side into the west ditch. Defiance Fire and Rescue transported Johnson to Murtu Memorial Hospital in Harlan, where he was treated for his injuries. The motorcycle sustained minimal damage during the crash. The Audubon County Sheriff's Department reports one person was injured during a rollover accident Wednesday afternoon about a mile east of Audubon. 73-year-old Richard Brooks Gleason of Audubon was traveling downhill eastward on 200th Street at around 3 p.m. when a trailer full of large hay bales his pickup was pulling began to sway. The swaying action caused the pickup to go out of control before it went into the south ditch. In the ditch, the trailer jackknifed and broke free of its hitch. The pickup then rolled over, trapping Gleason inside. He was taken by Audubon Rescue to the Audubon County Memorial Hospital for treatment of his injuries. Damage to his 2011 Chevy pickup was estimated at $35,000. A Harlan man critically injured during a motorcycle accident Friday night in Harlan, that last Friday, has died. 46-year-old Richard Rick Jones died Wednesday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Jones was found unresponsive but breathing when authorities arrived following the crash, which occurred at around 9:10 p.m. Harlan police said his motorcycle hit a curb on the side of the road as it was traveling on Hawkeye Avenue. Jones had been taken by medevac ambulance to Murtu Medical Center in Harlan before being flown by helicopter to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Rick Jones are currently pending at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. A district court judge in Pottawatomie County Thursday sentenced a Council Bluffs woman to 50 years in prison for her role in the stabbing death of another woman. Fourth District Court Judge James Heckerman handed down the sentence against 22-year-old Lisa Reeves, who pled guilty to second-degree murder for the January 14th death of 39-year-old Tammy Rocha. Reeves' attorney, public defender Greg Jones, says his clients pleaded guilty because of the possibility of spending the rest of her life in prison if she had been convicted of first-degree murder. Reeves was originally charged with first-degree murder, first-degree kidnapping, first-degree robbery, and conspiracy. She'll be eligible for parole after about 35 years. Prosecutors alleged that it was Lisa Reeves who stabbed Rocha 7 times with a knife in front of the Reeves residence in Council Bluffs after Rocha stole 4 rings and a cell phone from her the night before. Reeves, her father Brian Reeves, and 2 other men were arrested in the hours and days following Rocha's death. Brian Reeves pleaded guilty to 3 lesser charges in the case and was sentenced to 30 years in prison in May. He'll have to serve 7 years before he's eligible for parole. A jury found Clarence Wollstonecroft guilty earlier this month of second-degree murder and 2 lesser crimes for his involvement in the fatal stabbing. He'll be sentenced June the 20th. And Eric Long, who is Lisa Reeves' boyfriend, pleaded guilty to accessory after the fact and was sentenced to 2 years in prison. KJAN News Time is 7:13. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In our funeral announcements, 86-year-old Alfred Jacob Egger of Stewart and formerly of Casey died Tuesday at the Adair County Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Alfred Egger will be today at 10:30 at the Casey United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. 84-year-old Francis M. Johnston of Fort Dodge died Tuesday at his home in Fort Dodge. Funeral services for Francis Johnston will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. 73-year-old Catherine Mater, who's formerly of Irwin, died June the 6th in Littleton, Colorado. Funeral services for Catherine Mater will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Irwin. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. 100-year-old Ruby I. Anderson of Sun City, Arizona, died April 29th. Celebration of Life graveside memorial services for Ruby Anderson will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Maple Grove Cemetery in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Graveside services for Ruby and Reno Stofferson will be held Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Harlan Cemetery. Ruby Stofferson died in January of 2008, while Reno Stofferson died this past April. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements for Ruby and Reno Stofferson. 86-year-old Virgil Nicholas Nissen of Avoca died Thursday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Virgil Nissen will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Minden United Church of Christ. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. 63-year-old Susan Davis of Fontenelle died Wednesday at the University of Iowa Hospital in Iowa City. Memorial services for Susan Davis will be Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. And 46-year-old Rick Jones of Harlan died Wednesday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Rick Jones are currently pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Our news was brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.